All right. Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a source for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlemi Leyol ben Sora, Mordechai ben Sora, and the Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlemi Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyol Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer ben. We're about to start. Sfardim have already long begun saying slichas daily. And slichas is a very powerful opportunity for chizuk and bitochen. We even say in one of the piyutim, we say v'shleishes rei tevoi shloi nishlovis lochein somachti siach pnei boichin libos botuach ani boele v'schus shleishes always. I'm botuach in the midas Hashem, in the Hashem Hashem kelrachu mechana. Chazal say there was a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Moshe Rabbeinu. He showed him the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, and he told him that one who when they will perform this Seder, I assume that means more than just reciting the words superficially, but appreciated Rachum v'Chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed v'Emes Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim Noitzer Ovoim Bofesh Makatov V'Nakei. But she asked for it, says it. There's a havtocha. So, of course, anytime there's a havtocha, there's a promise, it's much easier to have bitocha. So, really, the slichas helps us, amongst many other things, to come into the yomim noroim, to the yemei hadin, with a greater sense of bitocha. Because we know that the recital of the Yud Gimel Midos as a promise, it's guaranteed. It isn't just I find the strength within myself to trust in the Chesed Hashem, but Hashem has already promised that this will not be turned away empty-handed, and that's taka what we say in the piyut, botuach ani ba'ele. I'm botuach in the schus or in the power of reciting the Yud Gimel Midos, because there's a havtocha there. And of course, they inspire me to appreciate who Hashem is. And in reality, since one of the major deterrents to bitochon, to the ma'amin, as the Ramban and others say, is because I'm a ma'amin. So I know Hashem is kol yochol. He can do anything. I know he's in control of everything. I know he loves us. I know he does chesed and rachamim. I know everything. Except one thing. Shema gor machet. Maybe I am not worthy of all of the good that I wish to, my heart desires to get from him. However, slichas, the Yud Gimel Midos, the bris krusa, the pact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael, that when one is, when it performs that Seder, it will not be turned away empty-handed. That has the power to overpower in my thinking this Shema Gor Machet. No, Hashem is Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. And really, that's what it means. Hashem, Hashem, Rashi brings. Hashem, that's the Midas HaRachamim before a person sins. And the same Midas HaRachamim after a person sins and does tshuva. Kael, Kovesh, he's Kovesh, he overpowers his kaas just to be able to be Merachim, to have mercy. So already I'm feeling that even though I may not be worthy, but Hashem's having rachamim. Rachum bechanun. He looks at my suffering and he feels my pain. Chanun, he grants gifts bechanino without deserving. Chinom, matnas chinom. Oh, chinom. So I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy, but Hashem gives, even if you're not worthy, he gives matnas chinom. Erech apayim. He's slow to anger. He's marich apoy. He delays and delays and delays and delays the anger so as to give us opportunity to do tshuva, to come back and not to have to be, to exact upon us any, a severe, punishment. Rav chesed emes. Chesed, full, with chesed and emes. Chesed, he gives us constantly. We're trusting his chesed. Emes, anything that we may deserve in any way, in any which way possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, right there to give us. Chesed that we did, or chesed that our ancestors have done 2,000 generations back, which is more than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is maybe a few hundred generations. Neitzeh chesed lo alofim, for 2,000 generations, Hashem pays back that chesed. Neitzeh ovoin bofesha v'chator. He carries, he overlooks, he forgives. Ovoin, which is mezid, ovoin v'pesha, which is rebellion, v'chator, which is shoigig. V'nakeh, and the Baalei Musa like to say, v'nakeh is like nikui yavish, like dry cleaning. Takes it away. It doesn't even leave when you do it with chemicals. It doesn't even leave a spot. Doesn't even leave a stain. This is when I know the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that he made a promise that when we invoke these midas, we will not be turned away empty handed. And I understand what the chesed and the rachamim and the savlonus and the vitur that exists in these midas. It can certainly help me to be able to have great bitochen in Hashem. And that bitochen will affect the Yom Hadin. And we've mentioned here many times before, maybe as many years as this has been going on, that there seems to be in Kapitel Lamed Gimel a formula that offers the Baal Bitochen a very special measure of protection. The posuk in the middle of the Lamed Gimel Ranu Tzadikim we say at Shabbos and the Pesukei the Zimra Hayoitzer Yachad Libom Hamneven El Kol Maaseim. The Yoitzer, he takes together all the hearts together. Biskira Achas, the Mishnah says, and he's Maven El, and he looks inside and judges everyone. Hashem judges the whole world with one swift look. Everyone on Rosh Hashanah. Ein Hamelech Noishu Brov Choyim. The king with his Rov Chayil, with his great army, is not going to save him. The strong man with all his koyach, not going to help, not going to make a difference. Sheker asus l'shua. He has horses, he has chariots, he has, with his chariots, the abundance of chariots, he won't be able to escape. In a ein Hashem el yireov, and here the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma in, Lam yachalim lachasto, not ham yachalim, but lam yachalim. Hashem looks favorably at the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people. But then, lam yachalim lachasto means not the God-fearing ones that are awaiting his chesed, that are trusting him, but it's a separate category. Ein Hashem el yireov, comma, lam also to the miyachalim lachasto, to those who await his chesed. And the next pasuk says, lahatzim lo v'snapshom l'chayusam barov, he saves us and he sustains us and so forth. So it seems that in the Yom HaDin, in the day where the Yoytzer is Yachar Libur and Meven HaKol Maaseyem, there's a koyach of poshet of Ein Hashem Lam Yachalim L'chasna. Hashem looks favorably on those who are awaiting his chesed. That's what we do. We await his chesed Rosh Hashanah, even though we know, and maybe it makes it easier because we know that it's that there's a day of judgment and Berosh Hashanah Yikosevun, Yom Tzav Kippur Yechosevun, Kama Yavun, Kama Yiboreun, Yichye, Yomas, V'chulei. But I know that if I am a Yachal in Lachasle, there is a Hatzil Mimah B'snav Shom L'chayu Samarov. The ability to await for Hashem's Chesed on Rosh Hashanah, to trust Hashem's Chesed on Rosh Hashanah, has the power to reverse any negative din that we may rightfully have earned on Rosh Hashanah. So I think, or during the year, and therefore I think it's a very powerful thing to think about the slichas and to think about all the midas of forgiveness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And as we stand or as we approach, as we come closer to the Yemei HaDin, when we know that there's so much that's at stake, one of the major preparations that we should have, besides all other preparations of tshuva and so forth, is the strengthening of bitochen. When I have bitochon in the chesed Hashem, when I have the yud gimel midas, and I know that batuach ani ba'ela, that we will not be turned away empty-handed, when I understand that to the degree that I'm meyachel, that I'm awaiting the chesed Hashem, is to that degree that he's going to be to save from moves and to sustain us in hunger, in a famine, then that is able to give me a greater strength, a greater schus to be able to be zeiche medin. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that in the limited, maybe 10 days left till the beginning of the Aser Simei Shuva, that we should be zeiche to be able to work on the Midas HaBitochen, to be able to focus on the Yud Gimel Midas, to be able to appreciate the Haftocha that Kodesh Baruch Hu made, that they will not be turned away empty-handed, to be able to deepen our appreciation of Hashem's Chesed and Rachamim and Haftova and the Mela, to be able to rise above any concerns that we have that prevent us from having Bitochen, and to be able to feel true Bitochen and Hashem, and to be zeicha in that schus to a gzar din, which is l'toivah lonu u'l'chol Yisrael. Have a good night. Cold.